For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yacht Rock, every Friday, stops today. Next Friday, Drew's playlist. My favorite songs.
And you just tuck a couple away every day during the week.
Absolutely.
And you might have a story behind each one.
No doubt. Every song will have a story. Now, I won't share the entire story with you. Some of it. Sometimes I don't know. So there's certain songs that just take you right back to a moment in time, you know?
To go to the bathroom on his commercial break. Is it okay if I go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, sorry.
We're going to talk about you while you're gone, though.
I know, I figured. Don't,
I probably can't say that.
Go, right? Hell no. Oh,
damn it.
I mean, for it, a fits, brief, yeah. It fits what's going on, but...
I thought for a brief second I could ask Seth if he was going to go take a you-know-what.
Hey, he's handling that picture a lot better than I thought he would. I would have been pissed.
It's only because he's so off mentally that he's not really freaking out.
I think he's just tired.
Yeah, he is tired. Yeah, he's tired. He's kind of loopy.
Right. That's why he's not freaking out on you. Like, if he was normal Seth right now and you posted that picture, he'd lose it. But it's only because he's a little off today because he's not sleeping that you have been spared the wrath.
I think maybe later tonight he's going to...
Yeah, you're going to get some angry texts.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, you are.
He's going to get a couple unfavorable...
Yeah.
Tweets or whatever.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, how can you allow a photo? Like, and for those of you who don't have Twitter, it's funny, it's a compliment to me because like people who I know who don't have Twitter and haven't seen the photo are texting me and saying, oh my god, this is hilarious. In fact, I got to text hashtag Adolf Kushner.
Oh man. The part that's not good right there.
Right.
Oh no. Yeah.
But then when they see the photo, they're like, oh my god. Like my mom, I sent it to my mom because I know she's not on Twitter, thank God. And she said, Heil to you, Seth.
The worst part of this is it was a reference to blasting him about the cam situation.
Right. That's the best part of this.
He's having a horrible day.
And he really, what a day for him to take it in his shorts because he's sleep deprived. He's been waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day this week.
That's the worst, man, when you're sleep deprived. Oh, man. Yeah. I have my most accidents and like bumping into stuff, falling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and if I haven't gotten at least 4 hours sleep the night before, I'm going... Like, I make Xander wraps now for lunch because we're trying to be a little healthier, and he requested wraps instead of sandwiches.
Nice.
So I use spinach tortillas. You have to fold those things just right so they fit into a Ziploc sandwich bag. Well, 5:55 in the morning. You ever try folding something right before coffee? I'm going, okay. Bar's head blazing, mustard, cheese.
In that voice?
That's my self-voice in
you
my head.
You do all of that before coffee?
Yeah.
Why even try?
Because I have to. Sometimes I don't have coffee because I know I'm going back to bed.
Right. Oh, so, right.
So I'm like... Fold side in, wrap no fitting bag. And I'll just sit there sometimes and look at myself like, what am I doing? All right. Fold bag again, pour pre-con pralines into sandwich bag. Oh, it's the whole process. Hey, what's up, bud? That was quick.
Yeah, I know.
You feel better?
Do you have problems focusing in there?
No, why?
Oh, I was wondering if we needed to send you to concentration camp.
Oh, boy. It's the holiest day of the Jewish year in 3 hours. I'm not even checking Twitter anymore. I can't do it. Can't keep up. Don't want to read this stuff right now.
727-579-1025. You ever think about going to the Indy 500?
No.
Oh, okay. Because auto racing, that's pretty much the master race.
Are you happy, Micah?
I'm not happy. And I'm always happy.
Yeah. What were you looking for on that creative loafing site?
Oh, a picture of my mom and I. I found it. It's a great picture.
Oh, good, good.
Good, there's a picture of your dad, too.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm glad you found what you were looking for, and I'm glad it made you happy.
Well, I was really excited when I saw that picture of you.
Why?
On your podium. It was all... I had the best of intentions.
You didn't once think, and I'm certainly not looking to make you feel bad, but you didn't once think when you looked at that photo, my, Seth certainly does resemble Adolf Hitler in this photo.
No.
What were you thinking? This is a great photo of my friend Seth. He's going to love this. Let me show him some love.
I'm thinking Micah only saw the podium and didn't see my face or the Hitler mustache made out of microphones. I don't think she saw any of that stuff.
Yeah, a picture says 1,000 words, and not one of them said Hitler to me.
Not one word said Hitler in that photo.
Are we reading too much into the photo?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. I was there and in the moment, so it was a completely different scenario.
So in the moment, you didn't think he looked like Hitler. But
no.
So you're just seeing that moment in your photograph through your eyes. Now we see that photograph and we go, my God, that's Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
But I'm not even close to being Hitler-y, am I?
No.
In real life? No.
Yes.
No, you never in a million years would look like Hitler.
Okay.
You know, the opposite of Hitler.
Swastikush. That's a good one. Somebody said that on Twitter. 727-579-1025.
I can't even check it.
What's up, Tasha?
It hurts too much.
Hey, yeah, the name is Pasha, but that's cool.
Pasha.
Yeah, so basically,
is that Russian?
Actually, yeah, it is. In Russia, it's a girl's name, but in Turkey, it's a guy's title.
So are you Turkish?
No, I'm not actually. My mom just liked the name.
All right, that's a cool name.
I got lucky.
By the way, John Brennan weighing in on Twitter. If it makes you feel better, Seth, I think you look more like Spider-Man's boss, J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's way better than Hitler.
I don't get the reference, but it sounds dashing.
He's a gruff man, but not on a level of like exterminating the Jews, just yelling at Peter Parker.
I don't want to be a gruff man.
Well, would you rather be gruff or would you rather be the man responsible for killing 6 million Jews?
Something a little more Brad Pitty.
Well, there's no, believe me, I look at that photo and there's nothing Brad Pitty about that photo. See, look, there's J.J.
He's a cartoon.
Oh my God, that's you.
That's you.
That's totally you.
All you need is a buzz cut, man.
Parker, get in here. I got a deadline to fail. That's way better than you being Hitler. You're totally J. Jonah Jameson. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Grub and chill, bro.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't know if you guys are still talking about that whole kneeling thing or not, but I just thought I'd give my 2 cents. I mean, if you guys are interested, if
we're
not. That's cool.
I appreciate it. I just can't lie to you and tell you that we are, because you know.
But it's,
no, I get it. No, it's cool.
It says up there he has a unique take.
Well, I mean, everybody thinks they have a unique take on it.
I'm open for unique take.
Yeah, what's the unique take?
All right, you know what? Well, if it's one that I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We'll let you go until we've heard your opinion before. If we've heard your opinion before, we're going to buzz you right off the show. But if it is truly a unique take, we'll let you get your whole unique take out. How's that for a deal?
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Okay, so.
Here we go.
You shouldn't get offended by it.
We shouldn't get offended by what? Please elaborate.
By the action that they're doing, because it should not offend anyone, not necessarily because of the right to expression, but because it doesn't necessarily result in offensive behavior. Because if you're thinking that, oh, I'm a service guy, this disrespects my service, it doesn't, because it just shouldn't. I don't see why it does. What if it's like...
Get out of here.
It wasn't that your take wasn't unique. It's just that it was awful. But thank you, sir. It shouldn't offend you because it shouldn't? Is that what he said? It shouldn't...
Yeah, it just shouldn't.
It just shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way we opened up dialogue on this one. You know, that offends you? Shouldn't.
Somebody's got to say it.
Yep. It does. Well, yeah, no, but it should.
That's equivalent to saying it is what it is, which is horrible.
Something Seth said last break, actually. Like, off the air. He said, I hate to say this, but it is what it is.
Oh, man.
I told you I don't feel right today. And you're taking full advantage of it.
It's great.
Like, not that
the stars are aligning. On the day when he feels fractured from reality, Micah takes a Hitler shot, and you get blown up because you want to hang out with Cam Lynch.
I didn't want to hang out with him.
Oh, wait, hold on one second. I got a text. Hey, Drew, it's Jameis. Can you see if Seth wants to hang out this weekend and grub and chill? Show him where I live out in Odessa. Thanks.
I just thought that...
Wait, hold on. Longo. Really enjoyed the conversation about coffee. Can you see if Seth wants to grub and chill this weekend? Oh, that's pretty sweet. Awesome. Go ahead.
Seth, I thought it was the same thing, man.
Grub and chill. We got to grub and chill sometime, man. Hell yeah, dude. I know all the spots in St. Pete. I'm the mayor of this bitch.
That's...
Sometimes you take some L's.
Where would you take him, though? Like, if you were going to take him around St. Pete, where would you take him?
Yeah, because you're the mayor. You're the St. Pete legend.
First place you take him.
I mean, what's it, like somewhere on the water? Like
grub and chill.
Like we got to eat. Like, so.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock.
You know he's got a big appetite,
too. You're meeting
him
at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, because you like early dinner.
Okay.
Early bird special.
I meet him at 5.
Grub and chill.
We're going to Bella Brava.
All right.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
What you getting?
What am I getting?
Yeah, what are you
well
getting?
Well done salmon, spinach, salad.
Mm-hmm. Now, how when it comes check time, like how are you gonna maneuver that?
Oh yeah.
I would take the check.
Dang. Now, you are the man.
It might hurt you.
You would move for the check. You would wait for him to knock you out.
I feel like I would say, hey, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on the show. I would probably pay for it, and then I would ask Drew for the money.
Oh, okay.
And I would say it's a business expense.
Cam looks like a two-entree type of guy.
Yeah.
Two-entree?
Like, he'd order salmon and lobster ravioli.
I've never seen anybody order two-entrees.
He's got to have extra protein.
No, you better bring a power bar with him. We're getting one entree.
Grub and chill. Grub and chill means grub.
And good you're going at 5, because if you go at night, man, that's probably a whole bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, he doesn't mess
yeah,
with
it. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
A little bit of wine. Yeah.
He'll order a salmon, a lobster ravioli.
He has exquisite taste, man.
Bruschetta.
Caprese.
Caprese, a little calamari probably.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm, calamari.
And dessert, tiramisu.
I could treat him to a great time out here.
All right.
Cool.
So after Bella Brava, what are you doing?
Oh, he's exterminating the Jews, obviously.
We're probably going next door to get some ice cream.
Oh, that little sweet spot or whatever.
Yeah, they got it all. Yeah. Candy apples, ice cream.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Milkshakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and then we're gonna walk it off.
Oh, you know Cam's lactose intolerant.
Oh yeah.
So it's gonna be a lot, not much walking it off.
Maybe we'll get a nice dessert crepe or something.
Oh, you know what? My man Anthony pointed out that Jonah Jameson is also Schlesinger from Oz. Remember Schlesinger?
Which one was he? Is he the guy that does the farmer's
yeah.
insurance mm-hmm. commercials?
Yeah, that's him. That's
where I know him from.
Yeah, that's J. Jonah Jameson.
But I don't look like that guy.
No, not normally.
Okay.
But in that photo, you definitely resemble a hybrid. That's totally you in that picture.
It's been the worst day of my life on the radio.
What's up, Craig? How are you?
Awesome, man. Great show, man.
Thank you.
That's doing awesome. But, you know, got some opinions about football, the flag, but the biggest thing that hurts is you're stopping Yacht Rock.
Right? Oh, no. Well, it's not gone forever. It's just all, you know.
I just brought it up as an idea.
It's a great idea.
It doesn't have to, you know, change
anything.
Man,
it's the best idea.
You got to keep it going.
No, me too. Listen, every Friday, I'm just going to play for you songs that mean something to me. And those are going to be Yacht Rock songs, but they're also going to be hip hop songs, new wave songs, rock and roll songs, punk rock songs, maybe even some country songs, house music songs, EDM songs, all over the board. We're not getting rid of Yacht Rock, sir. Not getting rid of Yacht Rock.
Okay, fantastic. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. I would love to play songs that, like, meant something to me at some point in time, you know? Like, and then, you know, remember the song by Alphaville, Forever Young?
You're going to play this on Friday?
I wouldn't play this on a Friday, but this would be an example of a song that I would play. God, this was my jam in 1988.
Let's dance in style. Let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait. We're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not?
You know this one, Micah?
Of course.
Let us die on
the... You know what this song reminds... Oh, this is terrible.
Uh-oh.
So, when I was a senior, I broke up with my girlfriend, who was also a senior, and I started dating a slopmore.
Oh.
And I was such a nice guy that I still agreed to take my girlfriend Tracy to the prom because she couldn't have gotten another date. I call him as I see him. But I was already dating Michelle, so I had no vested interest in making it a fun night for Tracy at all. So it was just a miserable night. And then the next night I took Michelle out, right? So Michelle and I go out. She was a little bit of a party girl for a sophomore, and I was a little bit of a party boy for a just graduated senior. We drank some beers, and she might have smoked some reefer.
Okay, might have.
So,
getting lit.
I drop her off at home very late, and the next day I call on a landline because we didn't have cell phones yet, and I called Michelle's residence, and her mom answered, and I said, "Hi, may I speak to Michelle, please?" She said, "No, you may not." And I said, "Oh, okay." And she said, "I took Michelle to rehab after she tested positive for marijuana today."
Oh, my gosh.
Took her to Laurel Oaks, a facility in Orlando, for weed. She came home high once. She spent the entire summer in rehab, and we never were the same again. And this was one of our songs.
I bet she high right now.
She used to wait tables at the Sapphire Supper Club in Orlando. Remember before it was the Social?
Oh, yeah, the Supper
Club.
Yeah,
she waited tables there, and I would see her afterwards. But I could never believe that her mom took her to rehab for being high once. What?
Sometimes you don't know how bad the problem is, so you got to just do what you think is the best, you know?
Man.
That's a little extreme, don't you think?
Yes, and this song makes me think about Michelle's mom's extreme reaction.
Finally feel like everything's going to be okay.
It is. Why?
Well, no, just with everything.
Oh, yeah, no, everything's going to be all right. You're fine. Yeah. Are you fasting tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to. I've had enough today. I'm going to have something tomorrow.
You're going to have a little nosh.
I'm going to have something tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. 727-579-1025. John Brennan just said one entree. Seth Cush should never hang on the cruise. Dude, we were ordering. It was at our table in a row. Spanish, John, me, then Joey, then Melissa and JoJo, Calta, Pete's brother. So literally, they don't limit the food that you get. So you're like,
wear them out, dude.
All of the salmon and the lamb chops and the ravioli on the side. And double dessert every night.
Right.
Every night we're challenging each other. Which two are you getting? Oh, I'm going to get the chocolate melting cake and the cheesecake.
Or like when I went on the cruise, I asked everybody at my table to order a lobster tail. They're like, I don't want one. I go, I know you don't.
The best. That's why you would love a cruise. Double entree.
And there's no shame in any of that.
None. It's celebrated.
Because everybody's doing
it. I don't need a double entree or a quad dessert. I don't need that.
You haven't lived till you had every dessert.
I'd be power walking out there on the deck while you guys were enjoying your fourth entree.
Well, we're doing that too.
Yeah, we can power walk later. For sure. What's up, Brad? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was chiming in on the protesting at NFL games. I think it's perfectly appropriate.
Okay.
But I think this should be done the right way. Uh-oh. You either throw something on the field or hold up a sign.
Okay. 727-579-1025. Hi, Craig.
This isn't Craig. This is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, Seth, I'm curious. Are you trying to give him the grinder experience or a grub and chill experience?
No, just grub and chill. He's a heterosexual male who has a baby, sir. He's taking enough abuse today without you throwing the gay thing into the mix.
Well, the way that he's explaining it sounds like a grinder experience.
He misinterpreted a text from Cameron. We all misinterpreted it that way. We wanted so badly.
I think we're all misinterpreting the way that Seth's coming off right
him,
now, too.
I didn't ask him to meet me in a bathroom stall. I'm just trying to show him around town.
I'm going to read you the text again.
What?
Because this is priceless.
This is priceless.
Because we all, the moment we found out about this message was last week when Cam Lynch left the studio and Seth goes, I think Cam wants to hang out with me. And we're like, okay. And he said, no, look, he says he wants to grub and chill. I'm like, where? And he shows it and he's covering up the rest of the text and all we read is grub and chill. And we're like, oh my God, we're so happy for you, Seth. That's great. Cam wants to grub and chill with you. So then we get in today and Seth sends me the whole message, which is, thanks for coming on, man. You're awesome, and we love having you. To which our friend Cameron Lynch, Buccaneers linebacker and special team standout, said, of course, man, we put in work. Need to go grub and chill now.
Well, you read it like that. I mean, the way you're reading it is making me look like a buffoon. But if you read it a different way.
There's a difference between need to go grub and chill now and we need to go grub and chill now.
Well, he goes, we need to go grub and chill.
No, he said, need to go grub and chill.
Need to go grub and chill.
Yeah.
Like, he just left off the we and just said, need to go grub and chill.
No. Hey, thanks for messaging me, guy, but I've had enough of you today. Need to go grub and chill now. Need to go grub and chill away from you. Need to go grub and chill.
Nah, I totally took it as, we need to go. Yeah. We've done the work. Now we need to grub
and
chill.
We've done the work. Yeah. The work.
We've worked. Now let's play.
We have done interviews for months, and he said, enough of the work. Let's get out of the workspace and let's just talk. Let's be cool.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Go for the grinder experience.
Oh. Whoa. That might not be the experience you're looking for.
Not going to do a lot for your cause, man.
I don't have a cause
What
anymore.
Exactly is the grinder experience? Can you elaborate on the details of that?
What he meant? What you know? What grinder is?
Oh, I know what grinder
is.
Okay.
I think. Grindr's
wait. What is it?
I don't know what it is. What is it?
I don't know. Well, Grindr is an app. It's a dating app. Well, more like a hookup app.
For what?
For people hooking up.
For what kind of people?
I'm not familiar with the demographics.
For guys that like non-traditional vagina.
It was almost like
as in penis.
It's almost like she did the same social, like when you ask, like, walking I know no trap. English all
no,
of a sudden.
No speaking the language. Yeah, it's a gay, I think it's a gay gay dating app. So it's for gay dudes. That's what makes this even better.
Yeah. Because I'm gay.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, okay, right, the way you're reading it now.
Yeah. Need to go grub and chill now. Bye, Seth. Gotta go grub and chill. Okay. That's the emojis he sent. Okay.
To me, the worst part is that the conversation continued. We're both talking about two totally different things.
Hell yes, man. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Hell yeah, man. Let's do it. What do you think Cam read? Let's get inside Cam's head for a moment. When Cam read that, let's do it. What do you?
I think maybe I said, let's do it. Like, let's get that win. If he wasn't thinking that he wanted to grab and chill with me, he probably said, let's get that win. Let's do this.
I think they both were having two different conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Cam is the same way. He was like, okay, all right. You want to show me around St. Pete?
Yeah,
all right.
Sounds great. Sounds awesome.
Back in the day when I was probably going to a Last Damn Show or Wild Splash. I was texting with Orlando from 94.1, and he said, yeah, just come by and get those tickets. Just fall through whenever. And I didn't know what fall through meant. I had to ask 10 different people what he meant by fall through. I wanted to make sure it meant, like, just show up.
What did you think?
I had no idea what just fall through whenever meant. Because normally when something falls through, it's bad. Like, right. You know, the house deal fell through. That's sure. Not good. So I didn't know what fall through meant.
Ah. So let's do it could mean anything. Hell yes, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Seth texting Cameron Lynch.
Let's do it.
I can show you some spots in St. Pete that are chill. I'm the mayor out here.
Let's do it.
That is true. I don't back down from that. That is 100% true.
So Cam, being a nice guy, said, okay, bet. I got fresh kitchen at the house now, meaning right now I am not interested.
Let's do it.
This just shows you that people can have two totally different conversations and still have one.
Is that what it shows us?
I'm trying, man.
Shows us that people can have two. I'm
trying.
And only have one. Yeah. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing? Your guy's shows every day is better than the one before.
Thanks, man. That's what we're going for. Every day improving. Thank you.
That's right. I wanted to bring up this this thing about the football protest and the fact that, I don't know, sometimes we get involved in these protests, and because of the situation, we lose track of what the protest was all about.
True.
Yeah. Now it's just become about, you know, fighting about these guys who take a knee right. and these other people, right. where they really are losing track of what caused all of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm one for thinking, you know, if there's something that's causing dissension and divisiveness, right. then maybe you ought to take that out of the mix.
All right.
For me, it might be better, I'm not sure, other than the fact that it might be a tradition, where the national anthem came from at every sporting event for every major league team in the world.
I think I'm seeing where you're going. Let's just take out the anthem. We don't play before concerts. We don't play before work. We don't play before anything.
You think Amen, people are unglued right. now?
Oh.
You're going to take the anthem? So they don't even have the opportunity to show their love for America. Oh, man. I won't be there for that one.
I'm with you, dude. Screw the anthem.
Let's do it.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I actually thought you were going to go the other way.
Which is that?
Put the anthem on repeat. And it'll probably play about 30 times. And you'll have an opportunity to stand for one of them.
Just one.
Yeah, not that. I'm going to stand for the next one.
Oh, man. When we come back, a trip to Mars, yes, great. Everyone would want to do that. But what comes along with that?
I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know that a lot of people would sign up for what comes along with that. And we'll tell you what that is next on Drew Garabo Live. $10,000 off Silverados and Sierras and $169 per month leases now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. Drive the 2018 Equinox LT or the 2017 Buick Encore. You choose both, just $169 per month. Or save $10,000 off select 2017 trucks, including that beautiful, magnificent Silverado, just a giant, gleaming, beautiful truck machine. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. GMC, we are professional grade. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.